Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Each week, we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Today is a special podcast because this is Christmas week. So I'm going to do a reading from an article I wrote several years ago that has been published in Worship Leader Magazine and Pastors.com and other places. And we're going to put some music underneath it and let you just enjoy this expression of praise that perhaps you would like to share with your family at Christmas time. Before we do, though, again, I want to remind us about some things coming up after the first of the year. We'd love for you to jump in to focus on your personal leadership. We have a coaching network that we are beginning again. This is another round of coaching that you can become a part of and join our network. We will meet weekly beginning toward the end of January. You can find out more about that on our website. Also, please consider coming to our worship conference in Pigeon Forge the 1st through the 3rd of February. We would love to have you. You can find out more about both of those opportunities on our website at nextlevelworship.com. The name of our reading today is A Christmas Wrapped in Praise. Let's start with a question. What is the one thing God made sure Jesus got the best of when he first came to earth? Was it our riches? No. He was born in a stall with barn animals and hay. Was it our royalty? No. His parents were a shepherd boy and a handmaiden. They were not kings and queens. Was it our five-star resorts? Absolutely not. In fact, the hotel in Bethlehem didn't even have room for him and his family. No, it wasn't any of the things that we tend to think are important and valuable. However, there was one thing God made sure we gave our best of to his infant son. When Jesus was born into this world, he got showered by our praise. The entire event of Jesus' birth was literally wrapped in powerful and prominent praise. Think about it. 10 different times, people and angels offered joyful, spontaneous praise to God because of Jesus' arrival to this ball of sin-cursed humanity that we call planet Earth. Realizing this amazing fact, it begs the question, what is most important to God? Well, when it comes to his precious boy, apparently it is giving praise and honor to Jesus above all else. 9 out of the 10 praise events occurred in the first 2 chapters of St. Luke. First, there was Gabriel's announcement that Jesus would be born. He told Mary that Jesus would be great, the Son of the Most High. Then there was John the Immerser. He had not even been born. Yet when Mary came to tell his mother, Elizabeth, about Jesus, John leapt for joy in Elizabeth's womb. Elizabeth responded by saying to Mary, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the child you bear." Then listen to how Mary started her song of praise. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Want more praise? Then look at Zechariah. John's father worshiped God when his son was born because he knew John would prepare the way for the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. As soon as Mary delivered her infant king, the angels got in on the praise as well. They appeared to the shepherds out in a field not far from the manger. They were keeping watch over their flocks by night. Do you remember what they sang? Say it out loud with me now. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Can you imagine how those shepherds must have felt as they hurried to the stall and first laid eyes on God incarnate? Their stunned silence in his presence quickly led to loud and amazing proclamations of praise to anyone who would listen to their story. 8 days later, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple where Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised his God, saying, "My eyes have seen your salvation, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." At that very moment, a prophetess named Anna came up to them and gave thanks to God as she spoke about the child, our Redeemer. Of course, we can't forget about the Magi. They came from the east following a star that eventually led them to Bethlehem some months later. Matthew chapter 2 verse 11 chronicles their sacrifice of praise. It reads, "When they saw the child, they fell down and worshiped. Then they presented unto him their treasures." Jesus got his rightly deserved praise, all right. But notice, it didn't come from people who were necessarily famous or outstanding in society. No, the praise Jesus received came from ordinary folk. But then again, these individuals were actually quite extraordinary. They all had hearts that were passionately in love with their God. I can just imagine God looking down from heaven and saying, "Now, who is going to get the grand privilege of welcoming my son with the praise he deserves?" Oh yes, there's one. That little teenage handmaiden girl over there. She loves me. And there's another one right over there. That's Simeon. He's been waiting and looking all his life for the Messiah. Then what about those plain, hard-working shepherds? Maybe the world doesn't think much of them, but they are highly esteemed by me because they honor me with their lives. I have handpicked each of these because they all qualify by the standards of heaven to offer pure praise, honor, and adoration to my worthy and only Son. No way I would entrust that most important task to just anyone. So then, here's the final question for us some 2,000 years after that miraculous night in Bethlehem. Knowing now that praise and honor for Jesus is God's highest priority, what should be our highest goal and priority this Christmas season? Well, I hope you've enjoyed this special Christmas reading called A Christmas Wrapped in Praise. I remember when I wrote it, I was sitting at my desk in college, going through the book of Luke, and I'd never seen this truth before. It just jumped out at me, how that Christmas was wrapped in praise. God loves his children to praise him. I encourage you, take time with your family, take time alone to praise God, to focus on his worth, on his beauty this Christmas. From all of us at Next Level Worship, we hope you have a mighty Christmas. Thanks.